This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Open for Business is powered by BossBolay.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Good morning, this is Priya Liu. You're listening to Open for Business. Buying and selling cars can be a painful process, and Mike Tukar, which today has sold about 1.5 million worth of cars, over 50,000 cars transacted and over two transactions, aims to make the process simple for sellers and buyers alike. Of course, we're talking about used cars, right? A part of the Caro Group, Mike Tukar is the largest digital used car platform across ASEAN that offers a full-stack service for all aspects of car ownership. I'm here with CEO Jeffrey. Good morning, Jeffrey.
Good morning, Frida. Hi.
As the new CEO of Mike Tukar, what's your vision for the company and the targets you hope to achieve for the company by the end of this year?
Okay. For our short-term vision, what we want to establish here is we want to be the most customer-centric used car platform and marketplace for the region. Mm-hmm. What does being customer-centric means is we would like to make car buying and selling easy. We would like to bring joy into car ownership. Like, as you mentioned, it could be painful. And we would like to be the most reliable used car platform and partners for our customers. So some of our targets, short-term target this year is we would like to establish our presence in all parts of Malaysia. And we would like to build up our fintech capabilities for our customers. And also to build a very strong platform and infrastructure to further enhance our customer experience.
Right. You know, what was it like in the last 2 years? Did we still saw people buying and selling cars, used cars?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So why do you think that's the case? I would have thought, things were a little bit tougher and all that. Why do you feel that that's the case?
Okay, there's two parts to it. For car buying, people are moving into used car. I think partly is because people are afraid of using shared services and public transport. That's why they would like to look for a cheaper and affordable option, which is going into the used car side of things. And also for people that are selling their car, I would say a portion of it is some families would like to downsize their cars, right? That is one of it. And of course, a majority of our customers sold their car is because they would like to change it to a smaller car to have lesser commitment. I think this is what the pandemic has forced us into.
Right. And, I guess, this is one thing, right? You've seen a 500% year-on-year growth in 2020, so that's quite a feat, right? Can you share some mm-hmm. other notable achievements in the last couple of years?
Okay. Besides growth, I would say that some of the most notable achievement will be very much inward looking. So what happened is in Mike Tukar, we have successfully matured the entire organization structure and also our team to prep up for the growth that we wanted for this year, lah. Okay. So what we did was we established a very strong operational teams and function. Right. And during this 2 years period, we have built up our retail after sales business and also our financial services business from ground up. Right. So this is what we did. And also we have also launched the first ever car buying experience center in shopping malls as well. So this is what we did. To bring a whole new car buying experience for Malaysian.
Right. Okay. So shopping malls, whenever they were open. Okay, can you explain a little bit about the retail after sales service? What do you do there?
Okay, so retail business is what happened is customers can buy quality cars from our platform completely online. Okay, and so after they purchase a car from us, what happened is we want to be part of their ownership, right? So what it means is, customers, after driving their car, if they would like to service their car, we will also be there for them. The reason why is because we want to ensure that they would have a complete ownership experience with us and have a peace of mind when they drive our car. So we want to be there in wherever the customer ownership journey or cycle is.
Okay. Now, how would you say MyToKa would differentiate itself from other players in the industry?
Okay. I would say that other players, we are fundamentally very different from other players, right? So one of it is we are a marketplace. So what it means is customer can buy and sell completely online, and we facilitate that entire process. Secondly, we operate as a partner for our customer, right? So what it means is we create a reliable ecosystem around our after-sales network and also connected cars. For them to have a peace of mind when they're driving our cars, right? So that is one of the key differentiator. And also third, we care for our dealers' business and growth. So what it means is we enable their business through digitalizing their procurement process, and we also provide liquidity for them to grow and run their business.
And I think one of the challenges like with used cars is you don't normally hear about after-sales service for used cars anyway. Okay, so you have your latest solution, and this is the integration with CTOS, right? And tell me about that, and how does this benefit customers?
Okay, CTOS is a very important part partners, right, in our lending business. So what we did was we need CTOS, right, and coupled with our internal scoring system to screen through our application more effectively, So what it means is it will speed up the entire application process, right? Normally, it will take days for us to do that, for anybody to do that. Now, it will only take hours, right? So what are the benefits? For the end consumer part, we can perform pre-screening on their credit appetite before they conclude a purchase. That will actually provide them a right recommendation of what type of cars they can actually go into. For me, I think that would be what a responsible retailer should be doing. And for our dealer side of things, we integrated CTOS together with our scoring system, and this will churn out our credit decisioning faster, right? So what it means is dealers, when they purchase car, they will not need to wait for days to actually have an answer. They can actually just submit an application through us, and we can let them know within hours that, hey, okay, This is the credit facility you have, and you can start shopping in our platform.
Right. And then, of course, it's the right match so that, you know, you don't buy cars you can't afford. And then the worry is also selling cars to someone who then after that, and I'm not paying, right? And I'm not paying. So this was a big concern with dealers previously.
For dealer side, yes. I mean, for dealers, it's a big help, right, that we go into the financial services business. What happened is majority of dealers in Malaysia, they are sole proprietary. It means sole prop business. If it's a sole prop business, most of them, they do not have a complete financial statement. So for them to actually apply for a credit facility from banks or any traditional channel, it will be quite difficult for them. So this is where our AI-driven things came into the picture. So we don't rely a lot into the financial statement. We rely more into our internal database where we look at the dealers' purchasing behavior, how they interact with our platform, what is their payment behavior, and to see whether are they purchasing to grow or to purchase for any other means of reason. So from all these data that we have, including the used car prices, we can then make a very well-informed decision, right? So to date, we have already lent to most of our dealers, and the NPL side of things, I would say, is zero.
Right. Okay, so this is so interesting. So this is the integration of CTOS and also the AI. And so putting technology into what is a very, you know, I guess, the business that has not really pivoted or changed recently, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, yep. Okay, it's very interesting how you've gone about doing that. I'm here with Jeffrey Ong, CEO of MyToKa. We'll talk about their future plans and right after this, you're listening to Open Business, BFM 89.9.
Open for Business will reopen in a few moments. Powered by BossBully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Balanced Frank Medium. BFM 89.9.
Open for Business is powered by BossBully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Good morning, this is Priya Liu, and you're listening to Open for Business. Jeffrey Ong, CEO of Microcar here with me, and earlier on we discussed about how they've integrated CTOS into their solutions and also AI, right? Are there any other new solutions you plan on implementing to further help dealers grow the used car industry?
For the used car industry-wise, okay, without revealing too much, right, What we can see ourselves is we could see ourselves as the production house of quality used car. So think of it this way. Treat Microcar like a car brand, right? Like a BMW, a Mercedes or Toyota, for example, right? So what brand that we want to create is in Microcar is we are a brand for quality used car. So what it means is regardless of whether this car is retailed by us or by our dealers, our Microcar car brand means something, right? So what Microcar brand stands for, it stands for a quality used car. It has to be reliable and these cars will need to be connected. So this is our future plans moving forward for the industry.
The brand promise, right? And I know you mentioned this earlier on, right, about consumer behavior. Did you see anything else in terms of consumer behavior changing over the pandemic? What was it like of late?
I would say the consumer behavior changes is they are more, they're starting to accept the concept of buying bigger ticket items online, right? I think consumers are very used to buying smaller ticket items online. I think Malaysia is very famous for that. Mm. And now what happened is, I can share with you some of the insights, right? Most of our cars that are retailed are done completely digital. Customers would not even bother doing a test drive on that car.
Right.
Just by going to our website, looking at our inspection report, talking to our internal team here, they immediately made that purchase. So I think this is shifting very, very rapidly here.
Mm. And it's interesting as well, like you look at Microcar, you know, it's not just about cars, you're turning into the financial element. Right,
yep.
You're in that space as well, right? So, in terms of getting dealers on board, right, or even getting them on board, and also you know getting them to boost their growth, right? What sort of advice would you give the people who have not come on the platform yet?
Oh, okay. I think it would be a very simple advice. I would advise the all used car dealers to go online, go digital, because what happened is going online eliminates the geographical boundaries, right? A typical brick and mortar shop will have. And also, I would advise the dealers to work with the right partner that actually cares for their business growth.
Do you see, are there plans to go regional? And if so, where to first and why?
We are actually already a regional company, mm-hmm. as part of Caro Group.
Right.
Yep.
But this under Caro Group, with Microcar features, is it still just a Malaysia?
We have plans to bring our local dealers into the regional playing field, right? Like I mentioned, going online, going digital eliminates the boundaries, geographical boundaries. So we eliminate the need of being in a local cluster, a local place, and we can actually bring them to the regional ground. Right? This is still in plan, but I cannot reveal that much on this.
Okay, and Carol, yourself, you say as regional, where are you now? I'm also doing, as I'm talking to you, so I'm doing an online search.
Okay. So, Carol, we have presence in Singapore, Thailand, and Indonesia.
Okay, so there's going to be different markets, but I guess, you know, certain things will be the same. I guess, you know, different behavior as well. You know, you yourself, you just joined as the CEO, right? And you come from a big brand, right? What will you be bringing to the table? I mean, what do you see, you know, your experience with BMW and bringing that to Microcar?
Yeah, so I would say one of the things that I can contribute here is, of course, Mitocar, it's a rapidly growing company, right? So it started off as a very young company, and now we are trying to make it into a very mature company, right? Because of the sheer size, because of the expansion plan, growth, and going regional. And all these experiences that I can contribute here, I actually got a lot of all this exposure when I was in the group in BMW last time. So definitely that could be one of the key contributor. And besides that, while I was in BMW, I was actually tech in the financial services side of business. So this is where I can contribute into the financial services business here in Mitocar and also for the Karo Group itself.
Right. You know, when you look at the segments of the market in terms of growth in Malaysia, right, you were mentioning earlier on people downsizing. What do you see the analytics happening? Is it more downsizing? Is it college, you know, parents getting a secondhand car for their college going kids? Where do you see women? Do you see a lot of women? Where do you see the market segmentation happening? Where do you see potential growth? Mm-hmm.
Potential growth in Malaysia.
Yeah.
Okay, potential growth, what I would see is once used car create enough trust in the market, so people will tend to make a more informed decision when they purchase a used car. So what happened is, I'll just share with you, one of the reasons why new car sells better than a used car is because of the trust they have in the used car industry, right? They do not know the historical condition of the car. They are afraid to go into a purchasing decision that may be a lemon to them. Mm-hmm. So what I see is, as long as we continue to strive to ensure quality, we provide transparency on the condition of the car, people will shift from a new car buying into a used car. Yep. So I would say it will be open for all, not any segment specific. It will be for all.
Right. Okay. And are there plans, I guess, to get more car dealers on board? You know, how much of that market have you captured? Are people, you know, used car dealers, a lot of them, as you were saying, are sole proprietors, just, you know, still doing it their way?
Yeah. So our plans is this. Currently, we have already captured, in terms of used car dealers, we have already captured half of the market. But majority of them lies in the peninsula side of Malaysia.
Right.
So we have expanded to the East Malaysia, and that is a new, it's a pot of gold. It's a very much untapped market. So we are currently engaging with the dealers there. And we do see quite a positive uptake. They really do love the concept, right, of no boundaries,
right.
No geographical boundaries. And yep, I think more to come from the East Malaysia side.
All right, okay. It's a very interesting. So East Malaysia, that's the plan, getting more people on board, getting more dealers on board. Thanks for spending the morning with us. Jeffrey Long, CEO of Mitocar. You've been listening to Business, BFM 2.9.
Are you open for business? Register your company with bossbelly.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.